Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I don't know about you guys, but I think moms deserve more than a day. I think moms should have like a whole month. And by the way, I'm a proud member of the Catholic Church. The entire month of May is the month of Mary. You know, you have the crowning of Mary on May 1st there last weekend, and it continues all month long, and it's very, very important. It is every Mother's Day weekend, we always do some version of this, and that is to tell us a story about your mom. So we'll do that today on the program. When you think of your mother, what do you think of? What's the one story that comes to mind? Any moms you want to give a shout-out to today, get on the phone and tell us at 258-0550 with the 701 in front of it, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Or remember, 24/7, you can leave a message, leave a little story about mom. And we're going to pick the best story today that comes in on this telephone line, 855-200-1776. That's the line where you can leave a message. So you have a little time to think about it and just talk, okay? We won't interrupt. You'll be right there on a little voicemail. And the best one that comes in today at 855-200-1776 is going to have a MyPillow prize of your choosing for mom. Yeah, something you'll be able to put in a little card there. It'd be pretty cool. So that's kind of cool. We're doing that today. Dr. Peter McCullough is going to be in Fargo tonight. We have some tickets to give away for that. Probably most famous for the Joe Rogan podcast, but I think he's most famous for his expertise and his credentials.
His warrior mentality.
Yeah, yeah, it's exactly right. And that's something people forget. I was talking to somebody at Mass this morning. I said, looking forward to the event tonight with Dr. McCullough. And he said, you know, as I talk to fellow professionals, he was in the medical field, and he's like, one thing I don't understand is when a Dr. McCullough or a Dr. Malone speak, they do it with impeccable credentials. And it's like some bum on the street is saying this stuff,
right.
You know?
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
Governor Kristi Noem on the show today, the great warrior from South Dakota. And also John Hinderrocker has Mike Pompeo tonight in the Twin Cities for the annual dinner of the Center of the American Experiment. We'll check in with him and Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. All right. I want to know from you fellas, we have a special guest today in the studio who pops in every once in a while to see us, the one and only Jay Thomas. Jay, you ready to tell us about your mom here in a moment?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Steve.
Well, Holstrom, too. We get Holstrom to talk about his mom, too, and Kevin. But first, I want to go to the callers here. John and Bismarck, what's on your mind today, John?
Hello, Scott. Thanks so much for allowing me to be on quick. Well, one thing that's on my mind is tomorrow in Bismarck, I also am a proud Catholic. The Knights of Columbus, which is a fraternal organization within the Catholic Church, is holding a fundraiser tomorrow at Bill Barth Ford here in Bismarck. I know you're a connoisseur of all soups, Scott.
I am.
And we've got 100 gallons of borscht and Nefla that are coming over from Jack's Restaurant in Dickinson. We're going to be selling it. It'll be in quart containers, and we'll be doing that starting at 11 o'clock at Bill Barth Ford. We've also got pulled pork that's been donated by Famous Dave's. We've got brats and hot dogs that have been donated by Cloverdale. We've got 1919 root beer and sparkling ice that's been donated by Jerome Distributing. We're hoping that folks will come out and help those in need over in Ukraine. And so it'll run from 11 to 3 at Bill Barth Ford tomorrow.
That sounds fantastic.
You had me in Nefla.
I know, me too. But I like the borscht soup connection to Ukraine, which is great. 100 gallons, holy buckets! How many people does that feed? 100 gallons of soup.
So 400. We'll have about 400 quarts. We did a fundraiser here. We did 200 quarts a few weeks ago. Actually, quite a few weeks ago now, and we sold out of it in 14 minutes. So we don't know how this one is going to go. It could go pretty quick, but either way, we'll have some brats and we'll have some pulled pork sliders, and should be a good time.
Well, good for you. Glad you're doing that. That's wonderful. It's one thing we can do, right, in the middle of watching all this. You got to tell me about your mom before I let you go, though, John. You have a story about your mom?
Absolutely. Thanks for I do have a wonderful. My mom is Yvonne Berger. I don't know. I think she's famous in Bismarck. I don't know. She's a crazy bike rider. She's always wearing yellow. My mom is, she wouldn't mind if I said she's 86 years old. She rides about 20 miles a day in the summertime on her bike. We just got her a brand new bike, so she's fired up for the bike riding season. But my favorite mom story is when my friends would come over. I had four siblings, and every time we'd have people come over, my mom would always, she never seemed like she got a chance to sit down at the table. I know a lot of moms can relate to that. So the way that she ate is she always took a bite out of our sandwich before she put it on our plate at lunchtime. So one time
nice.
We were over. And here one of my friends is sitting there, and my mom takes a bite out of her sandwich and sets it on his plate. And he looked at me like, what the heck is this? And I said, don't worry. It happens all the time. Just enjoy it.
That's priceless. That's great. John, appreciate the call. And by the way, when the doors are blown off tomorrow on that fundraiser over at Bill Barth Ford, tell them that you were on K-Fire and the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley AM 1100, KLTC in the West, the Bach and KTGO, and of course, K-Fire, and tell them the power of radio. That's why so many people here, and we're getting rid of.
I will do that.
Yeah, exactly right.
God bless the Knights of Columbus.
Yeah, glad you're doing that, John. Thank you very much. Bruce in Minot. Bruce, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, first-time caller here, bear with me if I kind of stumble here a little bit. But my question is, maybe you can ask Senator Kramer the same question. I'm really am concerned about what's going on with this baby formula. The shortage. I have two granddaughters, a grandson. One granddaughter is on baby formula, and it's nowhere to be found. I'm 26 years in the military. I'm a truck driver now. My daughter can't find formula for her granddaughter. I'm driving out here.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, I'm driving out here in western North Dakota. I have stopped at several stores to try to find it. I finally found some for her in Montana. And the previous price of this Intamil formula that she needs, it used to be $42. Now, being that there's a shortage, it's $64. This is price gouging. Going on here?
Yeah,
what's going on here.
That's the cost of everything has gone up.
A couple things are adding to it. One
about
is
babies.
Yes,
we're
one is
about babies here.
I know. One is Abbott Nutrition's baby formula recall that widened after another infant passed away. Recall, supply chain, it's very real. It's not just here. It's across the country. Just did a big search, and there's all kinds of info about it. They mourned about this. The Wall Street Journal had an article 3 weeks ago. CVS, Target, et cetera. Walgreens is going to be affected by this. And it's real. You're not imagining it.
But the problem is why are they now increasing the price? I can understand supply and demand. But we're talking about women out there, young mothers that are on WIC. And WIC used to be under SlimLac. But being SlimLac had that, I guess, something wrong with their formula that killed, I guess, babies because it had some kind of a defect with it. So then they switched to SlimLac. Well, SlimLac wasn't probably prepared for the demand then, you know, and I'm probably sure that's why there is a shortage right now, but good God, increase it by $20?
Yeah, no, I would say
they're under WIC, and then WIC will let you buy different, only SlimLac, or else they won't let you fit any other type, you know, that's just the thing.
Yeah, so that's something they should be able to fix. That's something they should be able to fix.
It's been going on for a long time. It's been going on, well, I'm not saying a long time, recently. They should do it. I mean, there's babies out there that they're telling them to water down the formula to make it last longer.
Well, and here's something that I'm just going to bring up, alternatives. I mean, there's, if you go online, do some searches, there's all kinds of alternatives, rice milk. There's a way to put the nutrients in the alternative, you know, nutrition sources. So there's other options out there. It might take a little more work, but it can be done. You can feed the baby.
And I'm not doing the math on the 42 to 64, but I notice every time I go to a restaurant, I notice every time I go to a grocery store,
it's everywhere.
I notice every time I fill up with gas. So I think that's the insane inflation that's going on right now. And as Kevin said, exasperated by the fact that you've got a recall as well. Now, that in my mind shouldn't increase the price, but if, for instance, I'm out of baby formula and I want to do everything in my power to get baby formula on my shelves, I'm going to go get baby formula. Drive over there is going to add to transportation costs. I wouldn't instantly go to price gouging, but it's a problem that needs to be solved for sure, Bruce. Appreciate you bringing it to our attention. More after this. Mom's Day salutes on What's on Your Mind.
Now you compare Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges, just with a controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Pukwich in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Pukwich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tell us a story about your mom. Jake Thomas, go.
I was looking up the story Hallstrom was telling us. I found it.
Well, we were talking off the air about the insanity that's out there and related to the baby formula thing, because there is obviously breastfeeding, but it's not breastfeeding anymore in Minnesota, evidently. It's chest feeding.
Chest feeding.
Yeah. Welcome to Minnesota. What? Kevin, you better move. There's lakes in North Dakota. Just get out of there.
Kev. Yeah. Get over here. Get on this side of the Iron Curtain.
Florida's calling my name. I don't know.
good luck finding affordable housing down there, pal.
$500,000 for a shack.
Yeah. We were looking. Most condos down there are about five, 600 square feet, and they're going for well over $500,000. It's crazy, dumb.
See, nice is, yeah.
Everybody wants the freedom that DeSantis has given the state down there.
In fact, I have a friend that sells real estate down there, and he said, no, now's not the time. We'll wait for this to come back down. You need a couple of years.
And it will. It will.
Kevin money, though, so, I mean, he's fine with it, but the rest
exactly right.
It's that TV money.
So, that is fake news.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's fake news. My mom.
You are fake news.
My mother. It was no problem for her to start problems in stores. I kid you not. It was so embarrassing. I love my mom to death. She would, if she saw something she didn't like, she was going to make it known that she didn't like it and it was going to change. I remember one time we're in the local grocery store and we're grocery shopping. She's buying chickens. And she wants to know if they're Minnesota grown or not. And my mom lives up on the Iron Range in Hibbing, Minnesota. Are these, and, you know, I'm like 14-year-old kid. I'm like, really?
Who cares?
Who cares,
taste the
mom?
Same.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
No, ma'am. We get them from Wisconsin. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
My mother goes off the deep end. She wrote so many letters that chain, that it was the Super One grocery stores, they made sure that the chickens came from Minnesota. That's funny. You not.
Let me ask anybody here if you're surprised about this story. It's clear you're mother's son.
I hope so. We're in JCPenney's at the Iron Gate Mall, and there were shirts. Now, remember, this is Hibbing mining country. There were two shirts in there. There were mannequins that they were selling. One said, welcome to Hibbing, Minnesota. Turn your clock back 200 years. There was another one that said, last one out of Hibbing, please turn off the lights. Oh, no. She was having none of that. I mean,
I love it.
I mean, she pulls them off the mannequin in the store, takes the pile of shirts that are in the store, and throws them in the garbage.
Atta girl.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know,
that's a passion for your town.
They boot her out of there. This is before the internet and everything. She's on the phone, letter campaign to the CEO of JCPenney's. He sends her an apology, writes an apology to the town of Hibbing in the Hibbing Daily Tribune.
This is beautiful.
And gives her a massive, massive gift certificate and thanks her for them not realizing how they were hurt in the town.
Wow.
You want to know the original Karen? My mother. My mother one time too. I got a ticket for running a red light. It wasn't a red light. There was an officer in my hometown that just did not like me. My mom, she goes, oh, we're going to court. You're not paying. My mom goes to court. She's my lawyer. My mom's got no legal experience. She gets this officer on the stand and just rips his story to shreds. The judge even said, excuse me, Betty, do you have any legal background? She said, no, but I'm defending my son because this officer's harassed him for years. And the judge looks at my mom and says, you might want to consider going to
law school.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My mom won the case. I mean, just rip this cop apart.
Jake Thomas.
No, Your Honor, but I watch a lot of Perry Mason.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. That's my mommy's story.
And I stay at the Holiday Inn Express, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Thanks, man.
All right, brother.
We love when you stop on by and see us. John in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Talking about watering down that baby formula?
Yes, sir.
Someplace yesterday on the radio or TV, I don't know where, they said you got to be careful about watering that baby formula down because these young babies can't stand a lot of water.
Then you don't want to water down breast milk either.
Get a hold of a doctor and find out for sure what the real truth is on that.
Appreciate it, John. Other caller that asked about whether or not this is price gouging or not, texter says this isn't price gouging. This is the inevitable result of supply chain problems combined with runaway inflation. We are in for a minimum of 5 years of pain to try to fix it, assuming the Fed has the guts to keep raising rates to choke it off. This is not going to end well. It is not. Let's see here. Let's go to Gene. Gene, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Take it away.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. And Jay, your mom sounds like my mom. And her word was law. Her word was law. But, hey, anyway, this morning on the news.
That's a good lesson for moms today. Your word is the law. Yep. Right there. Guard that.
No negotiations. This morning on the news, North Dakota senator, his home was investigated by the feds in November last year for pornography. Now, my question is, how is it that the schools are not being investigated by the feds for pornography? That's my question.
Given a lot of what they're doing in teaching. I don't know how much of what, you know, for instance, Florida was talking about. And, you know, we've seen a lot of this on TikTok. I get a kick out of people who say, this isn't taught. Go look at the teachers that are on TikTok proudly talking about the stuff they teach. And it is pornography. You're exactly right. And it's a good question, Gene. I appreciate you calling. By the way, Ray Holmberg, senator from Grand Forks, evidently now we learned from a police report, Fargo Forum, has been following this closely, Grand Forks Herald as well. We learned from a police report that there was a raid on Senator Holmberg's home, and they confiscated a number of DVDs. We also know this led to, this is connected to an investigation of someone known to be a child pornographer. And I can't remember if the acquaintance of Senator Holmberg, pretty important distinction there, is convicted of that or being accused of that at this point. I believe it was a convicted sex offender. And so now the investigation is including Senator Holmberg. The details of this are not it's very disturbing. It's very, very disturbing. Rob in Garrison, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rob.
Rob in Garrison. You know, I text you all the time, but I never call in, but you were talking about moms and you were talking about breastfeeding now has to be called chest feeding. It's ridiculous. But one time when my mother was quite old, I mean, she was in her middle 70s or early 80s maybe, we were talking about breastfeeding, and I don't even know how we were on the topic. And she said, you know, I used to have boobs. And I said, what happened? And she swatted her chest with both hands. She said, you and your twin brothers sucked them dry.
Oh.
And I laughed, and I couldn't wait to call him up and tell him.
That's a sense of humor right there. I love it. Oh, spicy mom. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate the call very much. We'll take a break. Come back with Governor Kristi Noem. Your mom shout-outs, salutes today. Welcome on our 24/7 line, 855-200-1776. Best story about your mom. Going to be a big winner today from MyPillow. Call them at 800-506-9028. Online at MyPillow.com. All kinds of buy one, get one deals. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Very important. More after this. From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy saw a consistent job growth in April. Employers added 428,000 jobs last month, the Labor Department said in a monthly payroll report released Friday. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits rose 19,000 to a seasonally adjusted 200,000 for the week ending April 30th. Planned Parenthood abortion clinics are preparing to shift people and resources away from red states in anticipation of the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Ayman Al-Sadin, the medical director of Planned Parenthood, says blue states, including California, Oregon, Minnesota, Maryland, and Massachusetts, are taking steps to prepare for increased patients seeking abortions if Roe falls. Now, there is no study on how many lives would be saved if Roe falls, but in 2019 alone, over 629,000 abortions in America took place. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on. Radio set to my favorite song. All green lights on the road I'm on, and there ain't no doubt I'm getting them goodbyes. Good.
What a pleasure to welcome back to the program one of America's great governors, Kristi Noem. Big day coming up in Watertown today, and we wanted our listeners to know that, that are going to be in and around Watertown, South Dakota. Governor, thanks for joining us, and what's the plan in Watertown today?
Absolutely, Scott. Thanks for having me on. I'm in Yankton right now, so I'm going to get on the road here as soon as we're done chatting and head to Watertown. We're starting at Lake Area Technical College. Today is their governor's luncheon, which sounds like it's about me, but it's not. It's about scholarships and students and about raising money to partner with our Build Dakota program in the state that we've had some good businesses partner with to help kids get the skills they need to fill the jobs that are across South Dakota. It's an amazing full-ride scholarship that this is the business luncheon where we tell the story of how some of these lives were absolutely changed by having the opportunity to go through this technical college that leads the nation in getting the best skills training out there in South Dakota and across the country. So I'll start there. Then I'm going to go visit some state agencies. It's State Employee Appreciation Week. I want them to know they work so hard, and we've gone through a lot of challenges the last 3 years. We've been flooding in 2019, then we ended up in COVID, and they've more than doubled their workload with not more money, and it's our chance to say thank you. Then we'll do a campaign event at our campaign headquarters in Watertown and then go to the Lincoln Day dinner. So it's going to be a great day and be busy and packed, and we're excited.
Great day in a great city, right?
Oh, well, you know, our ranch is only 14 miles outside of Watertown, so Watertown is kind of home. It'll be a good chance to catch up with family and friends, too. So I always love it.
We had really an incredible week. When you think about what has happened with the Supreme Court draft opinion at this point, obviously, we're all cautiously optimistic, but as one of the great pro-life governors in America, what were your thoughts when you heard about this?
Well, it appears that the leak is authentic. That's a decision that we had been hoping for. It hasn't been made yet. I think it's terrible what happened with releasing it, but we're ready every single day to do all we can to defend life. And so that's the one, thing that I want people to know across the state of South Dakota. South Dakota will stand for protecting innocent life, but we also have incredible programs to support mothers and families that are going through crisis and changes that come with an unexpected pregnancy. And so many times for years, people talk about abortion as the only choice. In South Dakota, we're proving and showing that it's not the only choice. In fact, there's so many opportunities to give that life, the American dream, and find a family that can give it the kind of opportunities that some young mother or family feels like they can't.
Yeah, absolutely. What have you made of the reaction to it and this sort of mob rule of just some violent, horrific things? I mean, what's your reaction seeing that?
Well, I hate the reaction and the lies that come with it. The lies I've seen out there on what a decision like this would mean for America is tragic. It's tragic because it's misinformation, and a lot of the public doesn't really understand what's going on other than they think that people are trying to hurt healthcare. And that's not it at all. It's a basic question of what America stands for and for every life to have value, which is what you hear many times when people talk about equality and opportunity. But it should be about every single life then being equally as important. And so I've been shocked by that. I also feel as though this was a manipulation to promote a divisiveness in our country right now, to release it now in the way that it happened and to see the reaction to it was to build walls between people who are maybe in one political party versus another. And that, I think, is what's terrible, is that apparently people will do anything to try to divide this country and win an election. And there's many people who didn't want to talk about inflation. They didn't want to talk about the economy. And this allows them an opportunity to make it an emotional issue about life that they can twist and maybe turn people against those who would support, you know, pushing back on Joe Biden's policies that he's enacted in the White House. So I think everybody should always just take a few minutes just to really think about the motivations behind an action like this, releasing this early, and creating this kind of violence, because typically there's a purpose behind it, and it's not one to bring this country together and recognize that every life has value.
What would you anticipate the reaction to this would be, if assuming the majority opinion holds and is ultimately released by the court by South Dakota? Assume a special session would follow pretty quickly?
Well, I've already told the people of our state that I would call one, if necessary, immediately to see if anything needed to be addressed in our state laws. We have a trigger law in the state that would automatically ban abortions. You know, so that is good. There may be some need to go forward and to see, you know, what, if there's any details that need to be built around that, or if there is perhaps some funding that we need to put into an area to help support mothers that are find themselves unexpectedly pregnant, or if there's more we need to do to provide services in communities. But I think that is what, you know, our reaction should be that would be appropriate, is to look at what we already have in place and see what we could do to support these families going through a situation like this.
We haven't talked to you since South Dakota joined a consortium of states to address the crisis at the border. You know, it just seems to be every day is Groundhog's Day. It just gets worse and worse and worse. And obviously now the potential of Title 42 being lifted, which is just unfathomable, obviously. We still have restrictions at the Canadian border, for crying out loud. You still, if you're traveling internationally, have to do things coming back in. They're planning on lifting those at the border. Do you see any hope, any, you know, sort of edge to this cloud as far as what's going on there?
Well, South Dakota's had resources down the border for almost a year now. So we've been committed to this for a long time. The consortium that was announced between governors was because many other states now wanted to help secure the southern border with Texas and Arizona down there. So that's good to see that kind of support and recognition that this is a crisis. Joe Biden's letting people into this country that don't love America, and he's allowing people to break federal law to do it. So, you know, the fact of the matter is by lifting Section 42, Title 42, he's going to make the crisis even worse. And I don't understand it. I don't understand the President of the United States putting us in jeopardy and opening up such a national security threat to us right here at home in our borders. Help the American people wake up to it. But, yeah, it's not just who is coming into this country that we don't know who they are that want to destroy us, but also what about the poor, you know, tragedy of people that are harmed in other ways, the drug trafficking, the human trafficking, the neglect of children. People are using them as pawns to get across that border and then disposing of them or turning them over to traffickers. And that's what I think is so horrific, is that this Democrat Party, which claims to support people and fight for people, are just abandoning them to allow more individuals to come into this country that they think they can manipulate to their side of how they would vote during an election cycle.
What advice would you have for congressional Republicans, your former colleagues, if, you know, the polls hold here and there is a wave election, some say a tsunami election coming, and Republicans take back control of Congress. What needs to be job one? What should they do with it?
Well, first of all, I'm pretty proud of a lot of, you know, my former colleagues, because they got to keep their chin up. You know, out there in D.C., they have to listen to Nancy Pelosi talk all day long. They have to listen to these crazy people preaching socialism and Marxism and take it in. And to be in that environment is incredibly discouraging. So during this election cycle, they need to really focus on being disciplined, talk about what people at home are concerned about. They're concerned about the economy. They're concerned about their budgets and the fact that they have less money now than they did a year ago, and it's all because of Joe Biden, and talk about how challenging that is and the threat that we do have at our southern border, you know, and make sure that they're really communicating what they will do. And then when they get back in charge, do it. Do it. I mean, that's what I tell people consistently is you have a perfect example now, the last 2 years, that Republican policies work. All you have to do is look from state to state and see the consequences of Republican leadership and then Democrat leadership. And in states where Republicans were in charge, people did better. They made more income. They had more freedom and flexibility. They were healthier. Their mental health challenges were down. More people were working. They kept their businesses, and they're happier. So it's not hard to just focus on real life testimonies of what Republican leadership is and then go do it, because we've proven it works. And there's no reason to be afraid of actually pushing through the policies that we've all said we believe in.
A couple of the quick things here. I want to ask you a little bit about this debate over the social study standards that is brewing in South Dakota. I know you have a working group right now, and you have a former Hillsdale professor that's saying, let's get purposeful about looking at this. Talk a little bit about what your ultimate goal is. What do you want to come out of this?
I want truth taught in our classrooms, I guess, is what I want. When, you know, the standards should be that honest and true history is taught to our kids, that they know what America is and what it's about, and it's a transparent process that these school districts have to choose curriculum from. So, you know, this is another lesson to people. I hope they're paying attention. I learned this a couple of years ago, but the Argus leader in Kelloland, they lie about this stuff. They absolutely do not tell the truth when it comes to this stuff. They made it sound like in their articles, especially in the Argus leader, that we didn't put any educators and not enough educators on this commission, and we absolutely did. We have three active teachers, which is the only people they talked about, but they also knew we had former teachers on there, former Secretary of Education, the Indian Education Secretary on there, that we overrepresented Native Americans on this commission more than what the population is here in the state of South Dakota. You know, 20% of the members are Native American. When that culture is incredibly important to us, and it's 9% of our population of people that live here. So, you know, they just ignored all of those facts to try to make it sound like I and my office were manipulating it to get a certain result, where what we want is people that have the expertise in education and parents to be involved, so that we truly do get standards that represent what's South Dakotan, what's Native American culture, and what is important about America as well.
Why does the
keep fighting on that battle, Governor? Keep fighting on that battle. Appreciate you very much. And by the way, one more quick question just about the run for governor, because folks remember Kristi Noem's on the ballot, and in a primary fight, and also in a assuming she wins the primary, which I think she will, a run against a Democrat in November. And they are throwing everything at this woman. That's why the education establishment is coming. This is all about presidential politics. So just beware of that. PetroServe USA, fine sponsor of this program on What's On Your Mind, and also home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. How about some meatloaf today? NP Avenue, meatballs in Euland, mac and beef for West Main Avenue, West Fargo, fish and fries in Valley City. More after this. It's a dangerous world. The Ukraine war, China threatening Taiwan, North Korea firing missiles, Iran is close to a nuclear bomb. Now Grant Stinchfield is asking if Joe Biden is putting America in real danger. All this week, watch Stinchfield's special on Newsmax, Dangerous Joe. It looks at how Joe Biden's decisions are really hurting America. Stinchfield speaks to top military experts. Some even warn of a surprise attack. And Stinchfield looks at the Trump factor in all of this. Watch Dangerous Joe on Stinchfield, 7 p.m. Central tonight on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. 20 million Americans watch it all the time. I do, too. Get Newsmax on major cable and streaming platforms, or download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android to watch now. I made the switch to Newsmax. So check out Stinchfield tonight and make the switch, too. It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Bob Seger's B-Day today, so that's why we're doing the Bob Seger bumpers on What's on Your Mind. Finish our chat with Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota. Get more of your Mom's Day salutes in here, and Senator Kevin Cramer next hour for the full hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. So your calls, questions, comments, obviously welcome, text as well.
Guys.
There you go. Governor Noem, before we let you go here, I want to ask you a little bit about the fact that you're on the ballot, and maybe just tell us why you want South Dakotans to give you four more years.
Oh, gosh, I hope they do, Scott. I've so enjoyed working with the people in South Dakota. We're doing phenomenally well. We have the best economy in the country. Our kids are outperforming kids in every other state in education outcomes. We have people that are happier and doing better. Our businesses are doing well. Families are strong. I would like to continue to build on that. Now we have a lot of growth going on. We need to do that appropriately, address our housing needs and workforce training needs, but we've got some huge chances here to really make sure that we're creating opportunities for our kids and grandkids for generations to come. So I hope they give us the chance to. We've got a lot to do, but what I've done with my team the last several years, I hope, is an example of the kind of work that I'll continue to deliver for them.
And obviously there's a primary decision for South Dakota voters and a November election, so we'll be watching that closely and
cheering you on, Governor. Appreciate your time always and your great leadership in South Dakota. Great neighbors for us in South Dakota. We have many South Dakota listeners. I hope those who are in and around the Watertown area will come on by for the campaign event today and hopefully taking that Lincoln Day dinner tonight, too, and support the Republican Party. Thank you, Governor.
You bet. Thanks so much, Scott. You have a wonderful day.
Travel safely. Take care.
I better get on the road. Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Darlene in Riverdale's been waiting a while to tell us about her mom. Darlene, what's on your mind today?
Okay. I'd like to make a tribute to my deceased mom.
Please do, darling. Tell us about your mom.
Okay, my mom was not a good cook, but a good companion to my dad, who had mental illness from the time I was 6 years old until I grew up. But what I remember the most of her was her patience, her outstanding flow of love to the rest of her large family, her love of her surroundings, of the environment and weather, and taking me to town to look and buy material to sew a new outfit to make me happy. I miss her lots, and may she be in heaven.
What a wonderful story. What was your mom's name, Darlene?
Teresa Hamling.
And when did your mother die?
South Dakota, Rossell, South Dakota. She died about 10 years ago.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you shared that story. It's Mom's Day weekend, and I always think Mom's Day shouldn't just be Sunday. It should be all month long because there's just something so special about a mom, that's for sure. Darlene, thank you so much. Appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. 8 minutes before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, I want to just tell you a quick thing about my mom. I say this every year heading into Mother's Day weekend, and that is that the faith that I have is what guides me in everything I do, and try to make every single decision that's guided by the principles I've learned since I was baptized and knee-high to a grasshopper and confirmed and, you know, all the things that come with a walk in the Christian life. And that came from my mom, came from her parents, came from her grandparents, German Catholics that came over. And, you know, it's really it's just something that every single day I have what my mother gave me, and so much appreciate that, that's for sure. And, you know, we lost my mom in, 2017, I guess.
Wasn't that long ago, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't all that long ago, and it's still hard. She was the last parent, and now Maria, my wife, has lost her father and her mother, and boy, you feel a little bit like an orphan, you know, when you lose your parents. You just feel a little bit like an orphan, and it's certainly so. Jeanette Hannon, who a lot of people knew because she sold billboard advertising for Newman Outdoor, and so she had clients all around this region, Grand Forks, for a number of years, and I still hear people say, "Boy, I loved your mom. She was just always so positive, smiling," and she certainly was. Also, want to say something about my wife Maria, because she is a great mother, and this radio business, as we know, is a little bit crazy, right? It's just it's a go, go, go. It's a 24/7 thing. And that's my life. I grew up in it. My folks were in the radio business, and it's all I've known. And so you need a wife that is understanding of all of that and is as a willing partner in and out of the business.
Boy, do we.
Yeah, you really do, because it's just no 2 days are alike. And so Maria, mother to Alex, Hannah, and Haley, happy Mother's Day to you too, dear. I love you. One last thing I want to say before we get into Senator Kramer's office. We lost one of the legends of Grand Forks, the legends of the Newman Center in Fargo at the NDSU Newman Center. Father Bill Sherman passed away on Wednesday. Just found out about that last night. Father Sherman was my pastor for 18 years in Grand Forks in St. Michael's Church. And married Maria and I. baptized all the kids.
Oh,
you know, just yeah. Phenomenal when you think about the connections you have to a person like that. He was 94 years of age.
There you go.
And I'd stop and see him often when I'd go to Grand Forks. He was at Valley Memorial Home there, just a great Padre. And the later in his years, he would, you know, I'd be there like 5 minutes. He'd say, I'm going to let you go. But my best memory of him was 1997, the flood, after it was very obvious what was going to happen. I went back to the radio station. I got him on the phone. I said, will you come on the air? And he calmed things down beautifully. He just had a peace about him that was extraordinary. A great, great man. He wouldn't want us talking about him like that because I've never known anybody more humble. But Father Bill Sherman, a legend to many around here. Rest your soul.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free in Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930, 929-3930, or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.